Lorima Freestone and her good work, Executive Director, Holland Area Arts Council, bringing those talents to our microphones. Good morning, Lorima.
Good morning, Shelley.
You have a big day at the council today, don't you?
Well, we have an opening of the, it's a really important exhibition. It's the Art for All exhibit, which is really fabulous because it's a 31-year program for physically and mentally disabled folks who take classes at the Arts Council. So that's opening, and it's just a really wonderful program that we're very proud to showcase. So the artwork is in the Leave and See lobby.
Great. Yeah. All right, and I trust Holland is ready for a fall here eventually?
Eventually, yeah. We like to slowly slide into it, you
just
know.
Did live mannequins just
yes,
happen?
Yes, it did.
I wasn't involved this year.
Yeah, it was, and it got a little rained on, but I think everybody was enthusiastically involved just as well, so it was great.
All right, do the introduction, please.
Well, I have a guest here that's a very dear friend of mine, as well as being a wonderful musician in this region. Jim Cooper is with me today, and Jim just celebrated his 65th birthday at the legendary Jazz Showcase in Chicago.
Do I look that old?
No, not at all.
Thank you very much.
You know, 20s. I would say
55. Which I guess is still young.
Yeah, but Jim has performed throughout his career, which is about a 45-year career, outstanding musicians, Art Van Dam, Barrett Deems, Ira Sullivan, Jim Alfredson, Buddy DeFranco, it just goes on and on. Performing mostly in the Chicago, West Michigan area, but he also is a fabulous instructor, and he's taught for the last 15 years at Blue Lake Art Camp. So he's kind of passing on the baton of talent to the younger generation, which is fantastic. That's a great commitment. But Jim is a vibraphonist and a pianist, and he is actually going to present a concert at the Holland Area Arts Council in October. So,
wow.
But I want to talk to Jim mostly about his legacy of music in West Michigan and also about this great collaboration he is going to have with pianist Phil Burkhead. So go for it, Jim.
Well, a couple years ago when I was at Blue Lake, I met Phil Burkhead, who plays piano, and we hit it off right away, musically and personally. So we said, oh, you know, be great to record something sometime. So that was a couple of years ago. We've been talking about it ever since. And we started doing it this summer at Blue Lake. So we decided to keep that going. So when if Phil is coming here the week of October 8th, the weekend.
He's from University of Dayton, Ohio.
Yes.
And yes. He's a music instructor, but also a very accomplished musician through in the jazz world too, which
right.
is really cool.
Right. So we decided to do a concert at the Holland Area Arts Council on October 8th, and it's going to be called Lush Life, the Music of Billy Strayhorn. And we're real excited about it because, I mean, like I said, we discovered that we both love his music. So we're going to do several concerts in the area. We're going to do one up at the Book Nook up in Montague. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do one at the Arts Council. And we have a few other things. So anyway, so we're going to be recording at Blue Lake also while he's in town, so it's it's going to be an intense 2 or 3 days.
So you'll be on vibes, and Phil will be on piano.
Yes.
And so it's a duo, and that's the full recording, too. You'll do some mm-hmm. things, mostly Billy Strayhorn, who, by the way, wrote The Lush Life, which is a really famous jazz piece, but also Take the A-Train. He was with Duke Ellington, wasn't he? And
yes, he was Duke's... you could call him his right-hand man.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that Satin Doll and Take the A-Train was written by Duke Ellington, but it was written by Billy Strayhorn. And Billy wrote so many great songs that maybe aren't heard that much,
yeah.
but because he, he liked to be kept, he liked to be in the background.
Yeah.
Maybe toward the end of his life, he had second thoughts about that, but he was always in the background with Duke, and he helped him arrange and compose and gave him ideas and all that.
I was listening to some of Billy Strayhorn's music, and what impressed me, and they're very familiar to me, a lot of them, and one of the things that I love the most about his music and his lyrics and his complicated arrangements and his complicated compositions. They're very complex, but really interesting. And he reminds me of Stephen Sondheim in his lyrics, because they're very, they're funny in a way, and ironic, and really greatly rhymed. So I really like his.
Yeah, he wrote music. The words to Lush Life when he was 18 years old, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's
sounds like it was written by a 40-year-old.
A jaded 40-year-old, I know. Yeah. For this 18-year-old to write a song like that is incredible. So
speaking of songs, we have some of your work here, correct, Jim?
Yes. If you'd like to play the first cut there, this is one of Billy Strayhorn's songs that Phil and I did record last month, and it's called A Flower is a Lovesome Thing.
Let's take a listen. So that's the sound of a vibraphone, Jim Cooper.
Yes, that's what I
play. That was you. Yay.
It's so easy and mellow and just, you know, it's just rich sound. I just love the way. And when you're in a concert with a vibraphone or in a room where a vibraphone is being played, the vibrations of it just surround you and kind of go through you, and it's just a really incredible experience to be hearing it live. And so that's what we're hoping, that this concert is going to bring a lot of people who really appreciate jazz and especially classic jazz to our doors and listening live to these two really, really accomplished musicians.
And I'm so excited about playing there all the time, but the sound is great in there, mm-hmm. and you have the art on the walls, and the lighting is great, and it's just a perfect place.
Got a
perfect
really
place
decent,
for
decent
concert.
Baby grand,
so
too.
Thanks, Lorima, for
you're welcome,
supporting
Jim.
Not just the arts, but music, which is included.
Well, you know, it's funny. We have this fabulous piano in there, and the room is really a wonderful room to play. We have students, piano students from Hope College music department who stop by and ask, can I come in and just play? And we say, oh, well, of course you can, because how terrific to do our work during the day and have somebody come in and just play. But Jim has been a guest pianist at our place a lot, so it's really wonderful.
Are you teaching still?
I'm down at Lake Michigan College. Mm-hmm. I have, and I teach jazz piano there. But I've been at many colleges over the years, you know, in and out. But I've been at Blue Lake now for 15 years. This was my 15th year, so it's kind of quite a milestone.
Yeah. Can we purchase your CDs out and about?
Yes, you could go to my website, which is jimcooper.net, and you can find out from there. There's links to go to where you can buy them. I've recorded, my first recording was in 1991 with Ira Sullivan on the Delmark label out of Chicago. And then I think I have like five now under my own name, and I have quite a few as a sideman too.
Yeah. Something that Jim does that I really enjoy hearing about is he'll just pick up we were just arguing about that on the way up here. It's just like, who's going to sing that song? But He'll just pick up and go. Like, you'll go to New York unannounced, just on a whim, on a weekend, and just sit in with people in the jazz scene. And I think that's really courageous, but how wonderfully it stretches you, I bet. And yeah, is it frightening to do that?
It was at first. But like, you know, I wrote a tune called A Midnight Train to Manhattan. And that's when you take the train, the Amtrak from South Bend, you know, and it goes right to New York. But I've gone all kinds of ways. I've learned a lot of things, you know, where to stay, you know, the best places to stay, where to go. Because there's a couple clubs in New York that have vibes there. So it makes it all possible for me to sit in places.
That's great.
There's nothing like it.
That's
there's
exciting.
Nothing like New York. Yeah.
That's nice. Great. Well, but you're here in West Michigan, and we appreciate that. One more time, your best website again, Jim?
JimCooper.net.
And playing at the council?
At the Holland Area Arts Council on October 8th. And that's a Saturday night, and tickets are only $10. And we'll have a cash bar, so we'll have the lush life all there for you.
How cool is that?
For all you lushes.
Yeah.
Right. It's good to be a lush. Keep up your good work, Jim. After Lorem and I review what's happening in Holland, we'll play just a little more of your track. Mm-hmm. What is happening in Holland?
Oh, my gosh. Norma? It's fall, and that means everything's just started opening up, and the lull with people being on vacation is over. So we have My Arts, All Michigan, All Media Art Competition is now on the walls in the Barbara Padnos and Amanda Jane Armstrong Galleries at the Arts Council. 50 artists from across the state. Fabulous, fabulous show. Really beautifully done. Tonight, as I mentioned, we have the opening of our Art for All exhibit in the Levensee Gallery. It's just a wonderfully... wonderfully bright and vibrant show. And then we have a reprise happening in November. That comes up in November. So if you are an art prize artist from the West Michigan, that would be Holland, Zeeland, Saugatuck, Grand Haven area, let us know. And we are curating a show right now for art prize people and using their pieces, and it'll go into our galleries in November. We also have a couple of really great art challenges for artists out in all across your listening area. We are doing a new banner project for downtown Holland. And the so we want artists to create an image, and it's Holland, the beauties in the detail. And so go to our website and go under For Artists page, and it gives you the entire call to artists. And each of the chosen artists, we are looking for 60 artists to create a banner, and they get $200. And the piece only has to be 7 inches by 17 inches. So it's a small piece, and we're having them enlarged. So go to our website for art challenges. It's really exciting to have those kinds of things happen. The other thing that's really important in our community right now is Tulipanes Latino Art and Film Festival. Lots of things going on. If you go to tulipanes.org, Wednesday there's a wonderful happening at the Civic Theater. Thursday, and these all involve films, but A Night at the Arts is a tribute to Alfredo and Maria Gonzalez, who've been really important in the Tulipanes Festival over the years. Friday is The Wrap, which is happening at the Arts Council, and it's just they'll have a film, but it's also a celebration of Tulipanes. And then Salsa Night is Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Park Theater. So go to tulipanes.org for more details. And most of these are free. There are a couple of events that aren't charged, but otherwise it's a really fun time to celebrate the Latino culture. Holland Symphony Orchestra on September 24th has classics, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, with guest soloist Ralph Vodopekat. I'm sorry if I screwed up that name, but at the Jack Miller Music Building. Tickets are available at hollandsymphony.org. The Holland Chorale, October 22nd, has Shake the Rafters. So go to hollandchorale.org for tickets to that. But it's really kind of a fun, lighthearted choral concert. Knickerbocker, Hope College has all kinds of things happening. Dupree Gallery has Hateful Things, which is a very thoughtful, difficult exhibition about the Jim Crow racist memorabilia. It's a difficult thing to show, but it also is transcending. You go in there and you learn a lot, and it's a very important show. Kreisinger Museum has just opened after The Rupture, which is a showcase of Mexican artists who broke away from the muralist school. And it's more 20th century. It's a really wonderful exhibition. So there is so much going on at Hope College. Just go to hope.edu and find out more about that. And City of Holland has the Farmers Market. City of Zealand has Pumpkin Fest starting October 7th and Saturday, October 8th. And the theme this year is In Disguise. And the Holland Area Arts Council is facilitating the Avenue Art competition for that. So if you haven't gotten your poll to decorate with the theme of In Disguise, talk to us at hollandart.org. Holland Museum also has a wonderful exhibit, Teller de Grafica Popular, which is 12 works from the People's Print Workshop of Mexico City. So those two exhibits from the Kreisinger and the Holland Museum are teaming up with the Arts Council. We're doing a program throughout the community for school children, and they will come to the Arts Council to do a project. So it's a 3-in-1 class trip. So all you kids out there, tell your teachers you want to go to that. And then we've got the Holland Civic Theater that has a musical comedy, Murders of 1940, starting October 6th and 8th. So go to hollandcivictheater.org to find out more about that and how to purchase tickets. So lots of things going on in Holland and Zealand.
As there should be. Thank you very much, Lorma. Keep up your good work, Executive Director, Holland Area Arts Council. We'll see you in October.
Okay, Shelley. Thanks so much, and thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Yep.